to discuss in therapy, and every week I have to start with the list of here's what Dawn did to me.
Anybody.
So I don't know what to call it, but I got a little experimental with some grilled cheese.
Hold
this
that
weekend.
Thought. Okay.
And Dawn.
I would take all those balls and keep them. Like, he touched them.
The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We'll begin with this email that literally just came in 4 minutes ago, rad@radradio.com. What is this jackwagon talking about? I'm not complaining, I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
He says, wow, you got it. Has to be a Rad TV reference because you can watch us on Rad TV every morning at members.radradio.com because the live show starts when it starts, which is 6:07 a.m.
ish.
It's almost on the dot. I mean,
I didn't know if it was the ish thing.
Give or take.
I never paid attention.
20 seconds.
It's 6:06 right now.
Right. Well, it's 6:07 in my studio.
Oh, okay.
It's literally 6:07 and 27 seconds.
You're right. I've got a clock that says 6:06, and then the computer says 6:07. So
we go off the clock that's in the main studio?
The main studio is calibrated to, what is it? Is it the Naval Observatory?
It's like the universal clock. It's the government run
I think it's called
clock.
I think it's called the Naval Observatory clock. I do. Either way, we're talking about the same thing. Ish, yes, but we're talking about 20 seconds in terms of the ishiness. Yeah, so just
no, ish is like 15 minutes.
Right.
Like when you say I'm going to be there at 11 ish, that's I'll expect 11:15.
Uh-huh. Granted, for like a lunch or whatever. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
So it is. It's not necessarily the naval clock that I go off of. It's actually the time.gov. So it's the official U.S. time.
By the way, Kyle, behind the scenes Rad TV note, as we have you in the main Rad TV chair today, when you need to speak, if we're not in the Brady Bunch picture like we are right now, I need you to use your left hand and make sure you raise it high to where, like, there it is. Perfect.
I can see that.
Yeah. As long as that's perfect. Just so we can pass back and forth properly. So anyways, the live show starts 6:07-ish every day. And this came in at 6:02-ish this morning.
I love an ish. It gives me that buffer if I say, I'm going to be there at 11-ish.
Yeah, well,
you know it ain't 11.
You're a bish, so that makes sense. says, wow, you guys are like 5 minutes early this morning. Good on you. What is he talking about?
5 minutes early. We always start Rad TV at 6 a.m. on the dot so that you can watch us fumbling around and getting all situated and watching us eat for some reason.
And it's 6 minutes early, so he's got his minutes wrong too, the emailer. So we're on at 6 minutes instead of five, right? Because at 6 o'clock we go live on Rad TV, and then 6:06 we start broadcasting.
Correct. Yeah.
So why at 6:02 would he say we were 5 minutes early?
I don't know.
What is he? Because my assumption, which is why you don't assume, it makes you an idiot. It was for some reason the production team threw the Rad TV switch early, and they've been seeing more behind. But that didn't happen.
No.
Today. So
he just doesn't know.
So
Maybe he never tuned in until we actually started live on our 6:06-ish time, and then he turned on Rad TV.
Or
right?
It could be. I don't. I mean, it's been weeks since daylight savings, but it could be he has one of these weird anomalies that I just noticed. This stuff bothers the crap out of me. So, like, this is as close as I get to OCD. I'm not like Dawn, who has to go back and check the oven 14 times and all these things.
But man, it's real.
When the power goes out and you have to reset your digital clocks, and they're in the same room. Yeah. So let's use the kitchen. This is my primary example. We got the oven clock. We got the microwave clock. I need those mother effers exactly synchronized.
I see.
I stand there because they're close enough.
It's annoying.
I set them and I hit start or clock or whatever you have to hit simultaneously. I do not need one of them to say 6:33 while the other one says 6:34.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. This is a huge pet peeve of mine in the building here. In our kitchen, we have three clocks.
Yes.
Four clocks? Yeah, four. We have the Keurig, we have the oven, we have the two microwaves.
Well, because I never use the Keurig because it's diseased.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Y'all never change filters.
And we're all fine.
So I didn't even notice there was a clock on there.
Well, there is.
And that's the one that got me today.
Really?
Because I was making a cup of coffee at 5:37 according to Keurig.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't 5:37 because I, am always aware of the time as we're getting ready. I had just heard Dawn stumble in, which means it's 5:30-ish.
That's right.
And then I went to Captain Rolex, and Captain Rolex confirmed it was 5:31.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going back at the first break to fix the goddamn Keurig clock.
Oh, good, because I was just going to say that was all all my problem because I'm normally the one who sets those clocks in the kitchen. So I just adjusted my brain to go, oh, this is Keurig time. This is microwave number one time. So I know exactly where I'm at on the actual time.
Not to be a pain in the butt or anything, but if the Keurig clock is going to be off as well, just heads up, the oven clock is fast by 2 minutes.
Then I'm resetting all of them. They're all going to be calibrated.
Yeah.
See, I only have two hands. I'm not an octopus. I can't do that thing that you're trying to do. So we got to have at least two people in there syncing the clocks.
I mean, see on that, I mean, like in the kitchen break room where we're not hanging out, like my kitchen at home, I'm there all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Here, I can handle ish.
You just need one of the clocks to be right. So you can focus on that one.
I can handle a 20-second ish, which is how long it'll take me to do all four.
But I don't like, right, like for that, because it said 5:37.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm trying to do real good not to roll in at 5:37.
Right, and you weren't.
And it was 5:31. Right. But you,
I knew it wasn't 5:37.
But anyone who had been in the kitchen looking at the Keurig would be like, oh, here she is again at 5:30-ish-ish-ish.
Starting that habit again.
And it's just a goal of mine. No, 5:30 little-ish.
A couple other quick Rad TV notes. We've been teasing you. This week we stop. We will be dropping a ton of brand new exclusive Rad TV features. All of those tours you've been wanting, you are going to get. The behind-the-scene tours of the studios, the building, the aforementioned kitchen. At a time when the clocks were not calibrated. Don't know if that shows up in the video. The offices, the nap room, etc. The first three episodes of Kyle's new show, Kyle's Corner.
Yes.
All right.
Will premiere this Friday morning at 11. And then just like your regular old streaming service, new episodes will continue to roll out as the weeks roll on. We've got a ton of stuff planned. Much of it pre-recorded, ready to go. Lots of it will be like next day stuff. The Prodcast is coming back.
Woo-hoo!
The Probcast is coming back. The Soapbox is back in video form. Dawn has two shows. One, Why I Hate Men.
No, that's not what it's
which,
called.
Actually, it's Why We Hate Men, because it's you and other women, right?
No, it's not man-hating.
And then Dawn is the Pioneer Woman, is
no,
our other new...
Oh, I wish I had her kitchen.
She has
numerous kitchens.
You just have two, right?
No, I have one kitchen. Yeah. One normal kitchen. All will be disappointed.
And a butler's quarter, right?
No, yes, right.
With an extra sink and a little fridge.
I wish.
It's like Dawn is like cable news on both sides. If you don't like the story, you just don't report it. Oh. Dawn just won't show us the luxurious lifestyle.
It's not, right. I don't live a luxurious lifestyle.
In fact,
I'm not ready to give out my home address.
You guys were there.
In a gosh dang normal, lovely neighborhood.
I've never been to Dawn's.
I'm sorry, I thought you did part of the behind the scenes. I guess it was just Brando for the setup. I will tell you then, Kyle, the kitchen for Grandma Dawn's kitchen.
Nana Dawn's diner.
Whatever it's called, is actually the kitchen in what you would call the butler's cabin or what rich people call the casitas.
So the casitas, that's the word.
Right, yes, our casita. One of three casitas we have on the property.
Well, at least you're admitting it now.
No, this is not a thing.
Now, those would be guest houses. Huh? A casitas is attached to the home. Come on, don't act like you don't know these things.
No. Okay, one of my girlfriends has what they call a casita.
They're wrong then.
And it's not attached to their home. It's on their property. It's a separate house she had built for her parents when they were old.
Guest house.
And now it's just anyone's home
Fine.
Who wants to stay
Fine.
There.
It's a guest house. It's their property.
I mean, not anyone. You can't just pop up.
They can call it whatever they want. Yeah. I'm just saying. They're using grammar incorrectly, and that bothers me.
Because they're also, like, they're Spanish, and so and they're Hispanic.
Well, I don't know
that. So I
think
for them, they like to call it a casita.
Well, fine. But this property you're talking about is in America?
Yes,
speak
it is
English.
In America. They do speak English.
Matt says, and this came in yesterday. He had just tuned in. He said, curious when the studio tour will be. So we've told you that the Kyle episodes of Kyle's Corner drop Friday at 11.
Yes.
Truth of the matter is, everything does. We're just going to drop this bomb of everything we're telling you about Friday morning at 11. And 11, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is over. So you're not able to be distracted by everything else that we're doing. And then you have all weekend to binge on Rad TV and watch all the tours and get caught up on Kyle's Corner. And then there's a ton of stuff scheduled for the next many, 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 many weeks. You'll have stuff coming in, out, and through all of your orifices on Rad TV,
Ooh.
Which you can only watch at members.radradio.com. And if you are, we are about 15 minutes away from Win Rob's Change and our first commercial break of the live show. which, instead of the sights and sounds of the behind the scenes going on, will bring you the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
What is coming up, Brando?
Well, not starting with puppies. We have a 220-gallon fish tank filled with 50-plus African cicadas.
Ooh.
They're doing what they do, is aimlessly swimming around in their own fecal matter.
You don't, not cicadas, the bugs.
No,
cicadas. What's a cicada?
I listened to the. Now you're just throwing me off. I listened to the actual pronunciation of this word. It's cicadas.
And they're cicadas.
Yeah, so it's a cicada.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's.
Are they in the same family?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Is it a big or little fish?
Would they, though?
Well, there's.
Would they be? Because one's a fish and one's, you know, out in your trees.
Well, they're from Africa and there's 50 of them in this one tank, so they're not. Huge, but they're bigger than your normal goldfish.
Okay, and I don't know if cicadas just hang out in trees. It's just where I always heard them when I was in the South.
Cicadas, that's where they mate. That's where they make their noises. They do not like to leave their trees.
Perfect. I was correct then.
You know, if I just use my eyes and read my prep sheet, I would have read, oh, they're actually African cichlids.
Oh.
Cichlids. Oh.
Different.
Cichlids.
Okay.
Are those like sucker fish?
That's so crazy.
No, they're just fishy fish. Just watch the video. You'll see what a cichlid looks like.
I love a big fish tank.
Is that all of it?
No. Okay. There's Daisy the Australian Shepherd. She had one too many sips of her dog beer toy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it happens. And then Sadie, my family's Bernedoodle puppy, discovers a frozen carrot for the first time as a treat. And so she's dancing all around it, and my elderly hound Walter makes an appearance in this video as well, rudely interrupting the filming of this. What's weird is he turns into show dog when we're at home, but when I bring him here in the studio, no show dog.
Well, because I feel maybe because here's where he relaxes. Right, it's like he's laying on the bed and he's like, this is my sleep time.
That's absolutely true because Bernedoodle, Sadie, is just a terror right now. It's the terrible whatevers, whatever that comes, the terrible twos.
Yeah.
She's nuts. She's a tornado.
And that will last for 2 years with the most puppies. So
yay.
Enjoy.
That's it.
did Walter, so he interrupts, but did he show an interest in the frozen carrot?
No, I know he loves carrots. He loves frozen treats. I haven't given him one yet because yesterday we were doing that thing where we're juggling back and forth between giving Sadie more attention, giving her the treat, because as soon as we give Walter a treat, Sadie wants his treat.
Of course.
So we have to do it separately and everything. So he hasn't discovered the frozen carrot yet. This is a whole new thing that was just introduced.
I asked because it's although you don't have results, it's opposite at Williams Manor. We get those mini cucumbers.
Oh yeah.
So Scout, the elderly black lab.
The OG, the best.
10 years old. He loves the frozen cucumbers. Sarge, the 2-year-old, nope. Wants nothing to do with them frozen. Loves them fresh, but frozen, he's like, I don't want anything to do with it.
So our black lab, Hank, he loves a frozen blueberry. Don't give them to him fresh. He'll plop that thing right out of his mouth and look at you like you're weird.
Well, do both the guys' labs eat ice cubes? Because I had a neighbor who had a black lab and loves ice cubes. So that's weird that Sarge doesn't like the frozen cucumbers. You'd think it'd be similar.
You would think, but, you know, labs, dogs.
You know, the thing, though, with Hank is he loves celery. Loves it. So sometimes it's like, no, dude, here's some ice cubes. And he'll stand there and look at me and go,
excuse me, that's not what I ordered.
And he'll walk away and let him melt. Yeah.
Can you go back and bring me my right order? All right. Speaking of food, here's a much-deserved email from Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Says, damn you, Brandon.
What?
You mentioned the new Ruffles honey mustard chips.
Oh, I know.
And, of course,
it.
I saw them right in front of me while grocery shopping, and I had to try them. Shut up, Rob. Yes, I had to. And, oh, my, they were amazing.
Yeah, I got in big trouble for bringing that bag of honey mustard Ruffles into the studio with me yesterday. My fiancée, Nicole, looked in the cupboard, and she's like, where are those chips? And then I talked about it on the air yesterday, and she's like, oh, that's where the chips went.
Oh, that's such a bummer for her because you're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm craving that. I'm going to get up and go get up. They're not here.
Yep.
I thought the reason you were going to mention that you got in trouble was because you nonchalantly, I believe it was during the Mixed Pick Sports Show, walked by me with your bag and said, would you like to try one?
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed one. I told you right away after eating it how dangerous they were, and I was never offered another one at all. Which is what you should have perceived as being in trouble.
Well,
I got one ruffle and shared immediately that they were dangerously good.
Oh, well, I feel special because I got to dig into the bag alongside with Brandon. Well, that was nice of you.
To be fair, he stole it out of the bag.
I didn't steal. You offered. Yeah. I believe Brandon.
Well, I did offer, but he did it behind my back, so...
And I thought it was open invitation, man.
It's a gateway chip, Rob. I know that you're dealing with some food things right now.
It's called an appetite.
I didn't want to.
It's called an appetite.
Since I stopped drinking, my appetite is for me out of control. But don't pretend like you're managing my weight.
I didn't want to enable your waist gain.
All of this, by the way, is the perfect lead-in to some food news featuring the other, the new, the current. And not long for life version of the food news jingle written by Kyle and inspired apparently by me and my journey.
Food is what makes Rob super fat.
Super fat.
He's eating mayonnaise straight from the vat.
They make vats of mayonnaise.
For reals, that's one too many meals. Soon your pants will not fit your waist. Seriously, dude, you're eating way too much food. It's time for Rob to start a diet.
Food news is news about food.
Oh, I love it.
Way back, Popeyes revolutionized the fast food chicken sandwich, and then everybody started coming out with theirs, and a lot of them stepped their game up. Remember, McDonald's was kind of late to it. Took them a while to finally come up with the McCrispy, which has exploded after they did a bunch of experiments because KFC's is amazing. I'm leaving another one out. Somebody
Popeyes?
Else.
Popeyes?
Well, Popeyes, they're the original.
Oh, okay.
They started all of this. The McCrispy has been an important driver of chicken share growth, according to McDonald's. Launched in 2022, it's its own billion-dollar brand, which means it's time to expand on the McCrispy. So we have a new one coming to America. I believe it's tomorrow is the 17th.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, available at McDonald's, will be the new McCrispy called the Bacon Cajun Ranch McCrispy.
Ooh.
It is stacked with a Southern-style fried chicken filet and bold Applewood smoked bacon, topped with crispy and cool crinkle cut pickles.
Yes.
Finished with a creamy Cajun ranch sauce on the top and bottom of a warm toasted potato roll. There's a deluxe version where you add in lettuce and tomatoes.
Oh, damn. Okay. I heard you say crinkle pickles. Are they talking like a deep fried pickle and a crinkle style fry?
They just mean the dill chips, only they've got the ridges.
I understand. Okay.
I have yet to even try the McCrispy. I like the grilled chicken sandwich at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm getting a crispy chicken, I'm getting it from Popeyes or KFC, and I just haven't bothered, so I can't even comment on this with bacon and ranch
so,
and such.
My fiance Nicole, she loves the McCrispy, the spicy McCrispy, so I can just tell you by proxy that it's delicious.
So what made it a deluxe is adding lettuce and tomato?
Yeah.
After all of that that you listed off,
right?
That did not make it deluxe.
Yeah, no extra cheese?
What sends it over the edge is lettuce.
No cheese at all. Good point, Kyle.
That's fancy.
That's usually what you get.
Oh, my God. Ooh, deluxe. You'll get some lettuce and tomato.
Ooh, roll out the red carpet.
According to Cheetos, 99% of its consumers eat the cheesy, crunchy snack with their dominant hand. So if you're a righty, you eat. Never paid attention to how I eat chips.
I don't eat Cheetos.
But how do you eat chips?
Puffs.
How do you? Okay, do you eat them with your dominant, your left hand?
I've never noticed.
Right?
Either.
Who would notice this? Well, by the way, Cheetos admits this is not scientific. This is all a great marketing scam, is what this is.
Okay. My right hand is more accurate when it comes to eating chips. I know that if I use my clumsy left hand, I'm just going to miss my mouth or not grab enough chips. The right one is just a guarantee.
Yeah, I'm definitely using my right hand to grab the Cheetos until it gets coated in enough dust and you lick it off and then you're like, oh man, my hand's kind of a mess. And then you got to switch your hands. Or you could just, if you're low enough on the bag, you can take the end of the bag and pour it into your mouth like it's a drink.
This is hard for me because I'm both handed. I write left-handed, but, you know, long story short, when I was little and our grandparents, it was of the devil if you were left-handed.
She's not kidding.
No, it's a thing. And so they would smack that left hand and make me use my right hand. So I do so many things with both hands. I probably use both.
Although you're not technically ambidextrous, it was forcibly ambidextrous in your case.
Yeah, it was. And there are certain things that I literally will only do with my left hand, shooting, writing, but everything else I pretty much eat with my left hand, so I must dip with my left hand.
Again,
okay. This I had to talk that through.
This is a marketing. It's not a scam. It's a scheme. It's brilliant on their part because I mean they don't. How would they know? Mm-hmm. None of us even know. You wouldn't. So here's what they're doing. So Cheetos says that means that you have to spend the rest of your day using your non-dominant hand to complete tasks because your dominant one is covered in Cheetos dust that you're licking off all day. By the way, trivia question. Does anyone know the technical name for Cheeto dust? There is one.
Heaven?
Chust.
No.
Cheetle.
Cheetle.
According to the brand.
Like Don Cheetle?
Yeah, but spelled differently. Beetle. Spelled like Beetle.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
No, and I appreciate the Cheetle when it gets under your fingernails. After you lick your fingers clean, you come back a few hours later and you're like biting your nails. You're like, oh, that's a nice surprise right there. And you get an extra layer of that Cheetle dust.
Cheetle just sounds like some sort of discharge coming out of sort of orifice. Not pleasant.
You got that Cheetle?
So the Cheetos, they've created this campaign, which is basically like the Master of Your Domain episode, the challenge episode of Seinfeld. How long can you go without self-pleasuring? Mm. In other words, the Other Hand campaign invites fans of Cheetos to get in on the fun, use your other hand, and show how hard it is to do everyday things with your non-dominant hand because your right hand is, in my case, sorry, I'm right-handed. Your right hand is covered in Cheetos dust. Obviously, they'll the videos better if it's covered in the Cheetos dust kind of thing.
They'll just call me a liar, and they'll think my right hand's my dominant hand. No, I can use both. Woot, woot.
Well, now, to offset bitchy little remarks like that, they have enlisted the help of 2023 NBA player Jamal Murray. Sorry, not 2023 player. He was a member of the championship NBA team in 2023 last year. Of that was, of course, the
Denver Nuggets.
Thank you. In the new campaign, fans watch as Murray, famous for his ambidextrous abilities, but he's never been diagnosed as an ambidextrous. Same story as Dawn,
Catholic. Is he shooting and dribbling with the different hands?
He can and he does.
Is ambidextrous a condition?
Yes. Yeah. It's officially yes, but you can also like switch hitters. I was a switch hitter in baseball. You can hit right-handed and you can hit left-handed. But I'm not ambidextrous, meaning I'm clumsy with my left hand, what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas Dawn's a little better with her right hand,
not
which
just
is her
a little
non-dominant.
There are things I do amazing with that hand. It's weird. And I would call it more a gift than a condition.
So Murray,
I think that's amazing with that people that are better than me that actually are diagnosed with that. Are you diagnosed?
Yes.
Or just told you have it.
You're told you have it.
And you use both those hands the same.
Sorry.
That's a gift, man.
There is technically, if you care enough, a test that they can give you, but why you would ask your insurance company, who I don't even know if they would approve it to care to diagnose you with that.
Well, that's why I was kind of concerned. I was like, do you get any extra perks or your insurance or your doctor's visits or anything if you are claimed to be ambidextrous?
No, there's very little benefit to it.
Well, if your insurance company is laundering money, then that could be one of those things you should go in for. Oh, doc, I got to get my ambidextrous test.
There you go.
In general, I can't throw because I'm a girl, but when I'm playing ball with our dog, And if if I'm holding my phone with my right because I need to check something, and I try to throw with my left, it is terrible. It hits the wall. If we're inside the house, it goes all over. It's that commercial where you guys are like, that ball's going to hit the wall, and then a trash can, and then a countertop. It's that. But my right hand, I'm like, perfect.
So if you were to do the video, you would be like Murray if you did the video. Your left hand, because that's your dominant hand, you got it covered in Cheetos dust. You throw the ball, fine.
Perfect.
In the campaign, Murray, no problem. He switches hands midair for layups because he does that in real life.
Wow.
That's impressive.
He is also, he looks like a special kid trying to tie his shoes or attempting to zip up a sweatshirt with his non-dominant hand.
Okay. That's funny. Yeah.
That's where the humor and the campaign, that's it. That's all it is. It's a campaign.
I enjoy watching athletes do other things like that they're not good at. Charles Barkley, famously terrible at golf. Like, his backswing is just awful.
Oh, painful to watch.
So it's fun to see people who are, really talented in one way struggle to get through something else. It's just just so mundane.
It's why you enjoy when I screw up on the air.
No, not at all.
That was a compliment to myself.
Ah, in its own way. Y'all are reminding me with the dominant hand stuff. Same thing, but kind of not. Did you know? I just learned this. I mean, months ago. In acupuncture, they're like, okay, lay on the side that doesn't bother you at night. Like we traditionally have a side. There's a side you sleep on that you're prone to, but then there's that side that kind of will cause you more of ache. Might be a strong word.
Heartburn.
But it's not as, yeah, maybe it does that. It's just, it's not as comfortable, and it could go from being not as comfortable to, yeah, some people, they lay on that side and they get heartburn, or they just get aches on that side.
Interesting.
And it's my right side. I started paying attention to that because I was like, I don't know right now. They're like, okay, just pick whatever side then. And then I started paying attention. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, gosh dang it. It's my right side.
I got to flip
to my left.
I would fight my acupuncturist. I'm like, no, there isn't. Oh. It's 50-50. My wife will tell you it's 50-50. These ladies, I have no problems.
Yeah, they're the real deal, though, man. They come from, you know, they're Japanese.
Yeah, I don't
they
care. Oh, what?
I mean,
so I'm
amazing.
Afraid of them because they're ninjas? Because I'm going to fight them because they're
just
wrong.
Just saying, they know their stuff.
And they're doing that thing. Everybody. No, shut up. This is where natural medicine's wrong.
You wouldn't talk to them that way. They're so peaceful and sweet.
I think I go to the same place. I used to go to the same place.
Remember how amazing they are?
Yeah, and I would fight them on that.
You know.
I'm a big supporter of alternative medicine, old medicine, Eastern medicine. I think that it's all great and it has its place. But that right there sounds made up.
All right, we gotta put a pin in this conversation because we are past time to win Rom's change. Caller 18 gets to guess the exact amount of change in our next mega bucket. If you know the dollars and cents, you win that amount. Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, is taking us on another journey of phrases, words, song titles, etc. You got to figure out what she's talking about, how it translates to a number. Give us that number and win. And remember, a second person will win using the Circles with an S app. I'll describe that in detail on the other side of the break after the K9 cam on Rad TV. Told by the guys from Circles with an S yesterday. Already, it's through the roof. You guys are making the chats. You're adding the Circles, buddy. I don't know about how we're doing about guesses. I'll explain all of this after we get caller 18 right now. 888-989-9811 to win Rob's change.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn show.